Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again for our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. Glory to God. Our topic today is In God We Trust. Amen. In God we trust. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we come before you, oh God. Amen. As humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace, amen, for everything that you've done for us. We give you glory and honor, Lord God, as we bow ourselves before you because you are the true and the living God. There is no other. We thank you, Lord, for the knowledge, amen, that so many don't even have the honor and the privilege of knowing you as God and Savior. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord God, for watching over us. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us into this place on this morning or this afternoon or this evening, whatever time it is for the listener. Lord God, we bless your name. Oh, Lord God, move, Lord God, in the hearts of them and the minds of the people right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Open us up wide to your spirit right now, oh God, as we worship you, Almighty God, because there is none, there is none, there is none like you in heaven or in earth, Lord God. And we give you glory and we give you honor. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing, even right now, even in the atmosphere. Father, in the name of Jesus, set the atmosphere even now. Lord God, dispatch a legion of angels into the atmosphere, wherever the people are, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, to bring forth, create an atmosphere of worship and of praise and admiration of the Lord. Oh, Lord, for truly in God we trust. We thank you, Lord. We're learning to lean and depend on you every day. Because of your word, because in your word we learn who you are, and in learning who you are, we learn who we are and who we were always intended to be. Lord God, we give you honor today, and we give you glory. Bless, Lord God, heal and deliver right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, if there's a mind, Lord God, and a heart that is depressed on today, Lord God, you are the lifter of our heads, Lord God, uplift them right now, oh God, that they might be able to hear your word, to hear your comfort, to hear your peace, to hear your solution, to hear your restoration, to hear from God Almighty, their creator, oh Lord God, that you are in control of all things, Lord God, and you will make it well with their souls. Father, we thank you. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Glory, honor, and praise to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice toward us. We thank you for your mediation. We thank you, Lord God, that you're moving in the midst of us even right now, helping us to know you better and to know you more. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, bless your people today as we go forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, each and every one of you, wherever you are in the world. I have quite a few listeners all over the world. Amen. In France and in Australia, in Thailand and Japan. Amen. In Brazil and the United States, I give glory and honor to God for all of you. Amen. Yes, in Thailand, in Germany, praise God. I give glory to God for each and every one of you. If I miss somebody, I'm sorry. I acknowledge all of you, and I pray for you right now. That prayer, amen, that I prayed, it was for you all. Amen. And God sees all. He knows all. Amen. And nobody was missed because God is there right where you are right now. Jehovah Shammah, it means God is there, amen, and he does not miss a beat. Even when we do, God does it, amen. So we know in God we can trust. He's not a man that he should lie, amen. His promises are true, and everything that he has spoken, amen, he has brought it to pass, or is bringing it to pass. Amen. We see from the beginning of the word up until this point in time, amen, how the Lord proved himself over and over. And those things that he spoke, we saw the manifestation of those things coming to pass. Amen. And God is still doing those things. Scripture refers to him as the immutable God. It means he does not change. It lets us know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if his promises were true back then, they are true now. Amen. And he is not a respecter of persons, that he would give to some and not to another. Amen. But if your need, amen, if you spread your need out before the Lord, he will hear you, and he will give you exactly what you have need of. In God we trust. Glory to God. If you've ever examined one of the bills in your wallet, I mean, the other day I just happened to be looking, amen, at one of my bills in my wallet, one of the, you know, one of the paper currency, amen. And on that, and I'm speaking of United States currency because I don't know what the currency is like in other nations. If you'd like to let me know, I'd love to know if you also have something that actually acknowledges God on your money as well. But on our money, it actually says, in God we trust. What a powerful declaration. In God, our creator, our help, our way maker, our strength, our healer, our financier, our mind regulator, our provider, our hope, our leader, our deliverer. In him we trust. No matter what happens, God saw it first. He has designed me and my path in such a way that no matter what it looks like at the time, it will absolutely work out for my good. No matter who leaves my life or who enters, no matter what the ups or the downs may be, no matter how tragic or how joyful, no matter what comes my way, and my life and yours is in the hand of the one who loves us most and knows us best. And we trust, glory to God, we trust that he will take care of us. Amen, because he said that he would, and he's not a man that he should lie. He keeps his promises. Glory to God. In God we trust. Amen. The word trust is actually a verb. It's a word of action. It means something is happening. It is, amen, is defined in the Merriam-Webster dictionary as to rely on for truthfulness or accuracy, or to believe, to place confidence in, or to hope or expect confidently. Amen. In the Old Testament, and referencing Proverbs 3, verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Amen. We don't want to lean to our own understanding because our understanding will fail us. Our understanding depends on the information that we're given at that time. And I know you have had many circumstances where one person has given you information and you thought you understood what was happening in a certain instance, and then the others that were there gave you the rest of the information, and then you can see the big picture. When you just hear it from one, it may have been a narrow view, but when you hear it from all that were involved, you get the big picture and you're able to see and you gain insight. Amen, into the matter. Amen. Don't lean to your own understanding because God sees and he knows all things. Amen. He doesn't have a narrow view of what's happening. He sees what's happening here in the United States. Amen. He sees what's happening there in France, there in Australia, there in Japan, there in Thailand, there in Germany, there in the Netherlands. God sees all things. He sees what's happening in South America. He sees what's happening in Africa. He sees what's happening throughout the world simultaneously. He can see all things and act and react. Amen. And progressively, amen, and proactively move on our behalf. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Amen. I'm referencing that so that I can give you the translation in the Hebrew. Trust is translated as batak, and it means to have confidence in, or to be secure in, or to believe. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. In the New Testament, I'm referencing John 14:1, and it says, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. The Greek translation here is pistuo. Pistuo, meaning to have confidence in or to believe. Both meaning we are safe. Glory to God. Trusting in God means we are safe. Glory to God. In God, we are safe. In God, we trust. In God, we are safe. In God, we put our confidence. In God, we believe. In God, we are secure. The word the Lord has declared and proven that he is a good father who loves deeply and is concerned about every aspect of the lives of his people. He has given us countless instructions to guide us through a life of peace and well-being. And even when we falter, amen, and reap the consequences of our misdirection, our missteps, and our disobedience, he has been there to recover us, to regenerate us, and to revive us again. Glory to God. Amen. Let's take a look, amen, at Psalms chapter 37, verses 5 through 9. Amen. And I'm going to read that to you rather than quote. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Amen. Commit your way to the Lord and trust in him. Amen. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently. The Lord will bring those things to pass that you have need of. He will rescue you out of that circumstance. He will make a way out of no way just for you. You just have to wait patiently. I know that there are those that have wicked schemes that have come against you. There are things, amen, that have come against your body and against your mind, against your family, but wait patiently on the Lord as you cry out to him and make your petition to the Lord. Trust and wait, rest in him, and he will bring it to pass, because there will come a time when those evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall, the word says, inherit the earth. And amen, I want to, amen, even go back to verse 8, where it says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. So many times we want to take things into our own hands. Amen. But it doesn't do us any good. And sometimes it may even make the situation far worse than it would have been if we had just waited and trusted in God. Remember, the Lord knows how to turn things around. We have to keep in mind, amen, that he is in eternity and we are in time. He sees the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. So he sees all the players. He sees everything that's going forth. He sees the enemy at play. He sees it all. Amen. And we do not know how to plan. We don't have the power. We don't have the insight. We're not able to see further than the moment that we're in. But God can see it from eternity. Amen. And he's already preparing a way. He's already restoring. He's already regenerating. He's already moving on your behalf. Amen. Even if you can't see it in this instance, God is moving. Wait patiently for him. Amen. In God, we trust. Glory to God. And that will keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him because they trust in him. Glory to God. In God we trust. Isaiah further states that he is everlasting strength. Oh, my goodness. I know there are times when we are waiting on the Lord that we surely need strength. But ask, just let the Lord blow on you today. Amen. And he will give you the strength that you need even to wait patiently and to rest in him. He is the one that enables us to rest. Amen. Those that are listening that know me, I don't like to rest. I don't like to wait. I have a hard time relaxing. But God has to make me rest sometimes. He has to show me how sometimes. So if you're like that and you just like to get everything done, you don't want to wait for somebody else, you want to just get it done, amen, the Lord will show you how to relax. I have had to rely on the Lord for relaxation. Lord, teach me how to rest my body. Help me to rest my mind so that I can wait patiently on the Lord. And he is faithful, and he will do exactly that. Glory to God. Listen to the promise that the Lord made to his people. Amen. The word lets us know that his promises are yes and amen for us. Glory to God. These promises God made to Israel is true for all. He is no respecter of persons in God. Glory to God. We trust. Amen. I'm going to read Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 3 to you. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Glory to God. The Lord knows your name. He knows your name. He knows your country. He knows what your address. He knows the room in your house that you're in. He knows the place that you're sitting. He knows the sanctuary you're in. He knows your job positioning. He knows your name, and he knows you because you are his. Glory to God. It goes on to say, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Israel for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Glory to God. Glory to God. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Amen. Because the Lord has redeemed you with his mighty hand, and he knows our name. He knows your name because you are his. In God we trust. Psalm 27 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we remember the name of the Lord our God, because in God we trust. Now Pharaoh thought that the might of Egypt could withstand the Almighty God, even after going through, amen, all of the plagues that the Lord had brought forth that nobody but Almighty God could have done. He thought that perhaps this time, he could withstand the power of God Almighty and go forth, amen, to destroy and to his people and to bring them back into Egypt. Oh, but God, but the Lord promised, hallelujah, he promised to deliver his people. Even the Red Sea could stand still. Glory to God, the Red Sea had to move from its place, and the land was dry for the people of God to walk across to escape the enemy that was coming fast and hard after them. The Lord will do the same for you. Maybe you have a Red Sea in your life that it looks like there's no way of escape. I'm surrounded by these things and I can't get past it. But the Lord will open it up for you so that you can go through on dry land, so that you can go through unscathed, so that you can be victorious the same way that he did for Israel. He will do for you because he is God, and in God we trust. Even Pharaoh had to admit to himself when he saw the mighty hand of God that Moses is God, is God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In God we trust. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 62, 5 through 8. Amen. I'm going to read a little bit of this to you as well. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my rest, my hiding place, people. Ha! Hallelujah. He's my refuge. He is my sanctuary. My hope is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. In God we trust. The Lord said, call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Jeremiah 33:3. Glory to God. Amen. Lastly, I want to read one more scripture to you. Hallelujah. We give glory and honor to the Lord because he is God, and in God we trust. Hallelujah. Matthew 7:7-11. It says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Glory to God. In God we trust. He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our provider. He is our deliverer. He is our help. He is our healer. He is our hope. He is, glory to God, our restorer. He is our mind regulator. He is our peace. He is, glory to God, a good, good Father. And in God we trust. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give him glory and honor today. Call on him today, and he will strengthen your heart. Glory to God. Amen to God. We give glory and honor to the Lord today. Amen. If there's any of you, amen, that don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sin, all you have to do is just what we've been saying today. Cry out to him. Pour out your heart to the Lord. Jeremiah said, call on him, and he will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Amen. The Lord will hear your cry. He's waiting for you, as a matter of fact. He's been pursuing you your whole life. Amen. Aligning and realigning, positioning and repositioning. Amen. Removing things and putting things in place in your life so that you will know who he is and know who you are. Amen. So many don't know who they are because they don't know God. Amen. But when you come to know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, he will guide you in the way that you are to go, in the way of prosperity, in the way of salvation. Amen. And he will change the circumstances, oh, that cause you despair. And glory to God. And he will give you peace in your soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Scripture lets us know, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Amen. His name is Jesus. And if you, amen, will call on his name today, begin to repent. Let the Lord know that you're sorry for the sins that you have committed, and let him know that you want him to be a part of your life. He will fill you with his presence, and you will speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. Amen. Just as they did on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Just as they did, amen, when Cornelius' household was gathered together. Amen. And he was the first of the Gentiles, amen, that began to call upon the name of Jesus. And even as Peter began to preach, glory to God, the Spirit of the Lord was poured out upon Cornelius and all of his household. Amen. Even as he did, amen, those that were, amen, in the way, amen, those were on the road, amen, when Paul was on the road, and he asked them if they had received the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, since they believed. And they said, we don't know whether there be any Holy Ghost. Amen. And Paul began to expound the word to them more perfectly and laid hands on them, and they too began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. Don't believe the devil's lie that the Spirit of God is not still moving. Even when Peter began to preach on the day of Pentecost, he said, this is that was prophesied by the prophet Joel, that in the last days God would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. He is still
pouring out his spirit upon all flesh, amen, to your sons and to your daughters. It was promised, amen, and that is our seal unto salvation. Glory to God. He's going to be looking for that seal, amen, to pass over, amen, so that he won't pass over you. Glory to God, amen. In God we trust, amen. We trust him at his word because he has proven himself over and over and over again, amen. And if you just let God show you, amen, he will show you too. He will prove himself to you too. Glory to God, in God we trust, amen. Please email me, amen, at elderljt@gmail.com, elderljt@gmail.com. And let me know, amen, if you have received Jesus on today, amen, if you're enjoying the messages. Let me know if you have any questions, glory to God, any concerns that I can for you regarding, amen, because I am more than willing to pour out to the Lord with you, amen. Let's cry loud together. Glory to God, because God is doing great things in the earth. He is bringing his people up and out of circumstances that are absolutely miraculous, and those things are for you too. In God we trust. God bless you. Amen.